This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for joining me today. I am at the windiest point in all of Europe, it is suggested. I'm standing at Storhöfði, the headland at the southern tip of the Heimaey Island, which is where you'll find Vestmannaeyjar. And of course, we've brought you a couple of programs from there in recent days and weeks. And this is about as far south as you can actually go, I suppose, legally. In all of Iceland, Surtsey lies beyond. That, of course, is the volcanic island that was created some decades ago from a volcanic eruption. That is essentially a laboratory, and human beings are only allowed there under very limited and special scientific circumstances. So this is it. This is about as far south as you can stand, I think. And as I said at the start of the conversation, the windiest, or one of the windiest places in all of Europe. It's quite windy today. We have a wind which is recorded at about 27-28 kilometers per hour. The strongest wind ever recorded here was 110 knots, which I've calculated was 203 kilometers per hour. So many times windier than it is today. I mean, it's fine today. You could walk around, certainly. It's a bit chilly, the wind chill bringing that temperature down. But this is a place that, because of its location, its lack of shelter, becomes extraordinarily windy. But my goodness, the views from here. It's a really clear day today, despite it being a bit windy. And the views are absolutely wonderful. You can see Eyjafjallajökull from where I'm standing, as if it were 10 meters in front of me. You can see down towards many other parts of the island. The ocean view around us is truly wonderful. Up to the right of where I'm standing, you'll find a series of telecommunications transmitters. But even just where I'm standing now, which is the information board at Storhöfði, affords you the most wonderful view and the most amazing sense of peace and quiet as well. If you are in Vestmannaeyjar, drive from the town up to where we are at the moment. On your way up, you might also learn about Oscar Jakob Sigurdsson, who is a very prominent figure in the field of Icelandic ornithology, but was also the lighthouse keeper here at Storhöfði for many years. In 1953, though, he started to band birds. He started to tag them, essentially, placing bands on their legs, which meant they could be tracked. And an incredible number here, 91,695 birds were tagged or banded by Oscar Jakob Sigurdsson, which is an almost impossible number to imagine. And with the work that he did, it became possible to track where the birds were going. Many were found around parts of Iceland, many in the Faroe Islands, many made it to the UK and further afield as well. He received, perhaps appropriately, although it wasn't falcons that he was banding, but he received the Icelandic Order of the Falcon for his contribution to this particular field. And you can learn about him on the way up to where I'm standing just now. As far as birds are concerned, the Westman Islands in general, something of a paradise for bird watchers. There are 30 different species that breed here. And it's maybe no surprise that the puffin is the emblem of the islands, because it is very much one of those 30 species. So head up to Storhöfði, dodge the wind, enjoy the views. I am at the Urðarvíti Lighthouse, just walking up to that just now. And I wanted to come here because this is new land. This is part of the land that was created when the eruption took place on Hema in 1973, which of course was a terrible ordeal for everyone in the town of Vestmannaeyjar. 4,400 people, in fact, I think a bigger population at the time, had to be evacuated to the mainland. Of course, the town now thrives, people returned, and there is no danger from what erupted then. But one of the upsides, if you can consider such a traumatic event to have an upside, apart from the reshaping of the harbour, which has improved that facility, is that new land was created. And I'm walking on it now. This wasn't here 50 years ago, or 51 years ago at least. And I'm walking now to the lighthouse, which has the most amazing aspect to it. It's quite a small tower. In fact, it's not really a conventional lighthouse at all, in the sense that it sits atop a tower. It's on a kind of pedestal that you reach by climbing about 20 steps. And as you can hear from the wind, I'm going to get blown about a little bit as I walk up there, I think. But I do want to do this, not least because you get a great view of Bjarnarey, one of the neighbouring islands, one of the smaller uninhabited islands here in the Westman Islands. And as I walk up the steps, I can see my ferry is returning from the mainland to make its way into the harbour at Vestmannaeyjar. So I'll be returning briskly to the ferry terminal once we stand at the top here and have a quick look around and see what we can see. It's an automated lighthouse, of course, an automated light. Not much room inside for anyone, even if they did want to spend their time here. But my goodness, you are face to face with the nature. You stand toe to toe with the new land that has been created after that eruption 50 years ago. You can see how much the sea here, how much the water, how much the waves want to attack that new land that sprouted from it in 1973. And I'm told that if you step down onto the beach here, it's not as cold as you might think on such a windy, blustery day, because there is still some, it is said, residual heat. It's an absolutely stunning location to spend some time, and perhaps because of the weather there is nobody else here today, at least no one else here at this particular moment, so I've got the place to myself. And something else that's really remarkable, I think, about this island is that the road network is so incredibly comprehensive. There are excellent roads connecting every part of the island, even though the population is only around 4,400 and mostly everyone lives in the town of Vestmannaeyjar. You can drive on this new land, on the roads that have been created. You can drive out to the very southern tip of the island, as we did. Much to explore here. It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.